Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. A lot of stuff going on today. By the way, it looks like it's just you and me. My guest, Trabian Shorters, the co-author of Reach, 40 Black Men Speak on Living, Leading, and Succeeding, is not available at this moment, at least. So you and I are going to continue to march. And I want to talk about what we and he and I were going to talk about. And that is basically black men, I guess, is one of the things. Because that's the title, kind of the title of the book, right? 40 Black Men Speak on Their Success and that sort of thing. Well, you know, I'm a white man. And so I can't speak to what black men have gone through and what they're going through. And I wouldn't presume to do that. But I am an observer. I've been around a long time. I was a young man during segregation. I was a very young person during segregation. I was a young man during desegregation. And I was in school when the schools were integrated. And I lived through the whole civil rights era, right in the middle of it, observing what happened. And all that was an important thing. Ending the Jim Crow laws, where the separate but equal. I went to school in more than one state, a northern state and a southern state, where there was desegregation. I'm sorry, where there was segregation. I went to school in more than one state, a northern and a southern state, where there were separate but equal applied. Northern and southern, separate but equal. And the Jim Crow laws, and the thing that created the Brown versus education law or court hearing, a court case, I guess I should say, in the 50s that ended the separate but equal for schools. And of course, over the next 10 years, 15 years, the schools were desegregated; they were integrated. And since then, we've come a long way, haven't we, with regard to race relations. But I fear if somebody had said 50 years ago, it's been about 50 years since Johnson signed the civil rights law into law, the major law. I guess it was 64. It's been about 50 years. If somebody had said then, 50 years from now, you know, where will we be? Where will Black America be? Where will the communities, the blacks and whites, where will they be in America? And I don't know. I don't know what many people would have said. I think a lot of people would have thought we were a little farther along than we are. That we might be a little bit more aligned. I do think that most people would not have imagined that the federal government would have done as much damage to the situation as they have. I do think that the federal government has done a lot of damage to the black community, couple of generations now. I do think the federal government has not helped. And so that's one thing that I think a lot of people would have thought would have been better. But you know, when I travel around America and I'm with lots of different kinds of folks, I don't see the tension that in most of the country there isn't a racial tension. When I travel around and I I mean, yeah, I don't spend a lot of time in the ghettos. I don't spend a lot of time in Harlem and you know, in parts of Chicago that are some pretty tough neighborhoods, or Los Angeles, East LA. I don't spend a lot of time in those places, but those are just neighborhoods. When you're out across America, there are not a lot of issues. More of America, my friends, looks like Charleston, not Ferguson. America is more like Charleston than it is like Ferguson. And I believe both of those scenarios were bad scenarios. Very unfortunate. I wish neither one of them had happened. But if they had to happen, I think if Charleston had happened first, if things had been flipped around, or Charleston was first and then Ferguson was next, things might have been different. I think America owes a great debt of gratitude to the people of Charleston. But I don't think they owe them that because they showed where the progress really is. When I say I think we've made a lot of progress, a lot more progress than I think we're being given credit for, than the agitators, the grievance merchants like Al Sharpton. I think when those people are creating the problem, they're making things seem to be worse than they are. And Charleston proved that things aren't as bad as we think they are. Charleston proved that a community can have an incident and heal itself. And I pray, I hope, that Charleston can be the hero, can be the model, can be the champion for going forward with race relations in America. And I'm really proud of Charleston, and I submit that all over America, we're more like Charleston than we are like Ferguson. And if we can take that belief, if you can believe that and take that model and apply it wherever we go, whenever we apply our expectations to resolving issues between the races, we can use the Charleston model first. I think we'll be a lot better off in the 21st century. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.